Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Elisabeth Borne was in the Pays de la Loire today. The Prime Minister was in Angers this morning to announce the creation of a public early childhood service. Its objective is to create 200,000 additional child care places by 2030 in a context where nurseries are struggling to recruit staff. This afternoon, the head of government was in Laval on the theme of employment. Not far from the prefecture, hundreds of demonstrators started a pan concert to protest against the pension reform. Lindsay's family felt abandoned. This morning at a press conference, relatives of the 13-year-old girl who ended her life 3 weeks ago in Pas-de-Calais after having been the victim of school harassment deplored the lack of support and listening from the state services. They decided to file 4 complaints. These complaints are against the director of the school, the Academy of Lille, the police services, and against the social network Facebook. The alleged shooter of the shots fired in Nantua in the department of Ain was arrested. The 30-year-old man surrendered to the gendarme and was taken into custody, as announced by the prosecutor. He allegedly shot and killed a 19-year-old man this morning and injured 3 other people in a bar in the city center. A context of settling of scores is privileged, and an investigation for murder has been opened. Is Ukraine trying to fight back? Moscow says today that it fought back against an attempted Ukrainian invasion on its border. The Russian military says it used air force and artillery to counter the forces of Kiev, a Ukrainian response to last night's Russian offensive that resulted in at least 3 deaths, including 1 child. And to finish, Diane Perry was eliminated in the second round at Roland-Garros, defeated in 2 sets by the young Russian prodigy Mira Andreeva. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.